Support for this show comes from Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Loom help power the collaboration needed for teams to accomplish what would otherwise be impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. That's why millions of teams around the world, including 75% of the Fortune 500, trust Atlassian software for everything from space exploration and green energy to delivering pizzas and podcasts. Whether you're a team of two, 200, or 2 million, Atlassian software is built to help keep you connected and moving together as one.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Worldwide cyber attack.
Potentially the largest theft and extortion event in recent history.
New COVID vaccine on track for approval.
The vote is unanimous.
Sizzling in Texas.
100 degree temperatures and extreme humidity.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. A cyber attack is underway across the U.S. and around the world. The latest from CBS's Catherine Herridge.
American targets include multiple federal agencies, including the Department of Energy, plus Johns Hopkins-affiliated hospitals in Maryland and Florida, Georgia's statewide university system, and the Minnesota Department of Education. British Airways was also hit. The hackers are part of the cyber criminal gang called CLOP, believed to operate from inside Russia. The cyber criminals are exploiting a software program called MoveIt, which companies and government agencies use to transfer data, including personal information.
Alleged Pentagon leaker and former Air National Guardsman Jack Teixeira has been indicted by a federal grand jury in Massachusetts. He's charged with 6 counts of willful retention and transmission of national defense information. Teixeira pleaded not guilty to the charges on the criminal complaint earlier this year. A step closer to a refresh on COVID vaccines for the fall.
You have 21 out of 21 yes votes.
More from CBS's Alexander Tin.
The FDA's outside vaccine advisors have voted unanimously to back a change to the recipe used to make COVID vaccines, dumping the so-called ancestral strain that has been used in virtually all COVID shots manufactured to date, and updating the remaining Omicron component to target the XBB strains now dominant nationwide. That vote came after a day-long meeting between the FDA, WHO, CDC, and vaccine makers, who say they will be ready to supply the new shots targeting XBB as early as this August.
Another day of severe storms in the forecast from Kansas to Texas. It comes after punishing winds and reported tornadoes in the south that left a trail of damage in southeastern Alabama and southwestern Georgia. Meantime, Texas is broiling in triple-digit temperatures. Reporter Chris Fox is sweating it out in Austin.
100-degree temperatures and extreme humidity as Texans again suffering through what could be another record-setting heat wave.
Last week it was hailing and this week it's in the hundreds.
Don't even want to be outside.
The agency that oversees the Texas electric grid says it has enough resources, but it's issued a weather watch through June 21st. Chris Fox, for CBS News, Austin.
At least 15 people have died in a crash in central Canada's Manitoba province. Royal Canadian Mounted Police say a truck collided with a vehicle carrying elderly passengers, and 10 people have been taken to a hospital with various injuries. On Wall Street, the Dow soared 429 points. NASDAQ rose 156. Now then.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
42 migrants, including children, were on a bus for 23 hours from Texas, apparently with no food or water, and dropped off at L.A.'s Union Station. Los Angeles Assembly member Miguel Santiago says of Texas Governor Greg Abbott's move,
"What we're seeing is a coordinated political stunt by Republican states to prove a point."
Governor Abbott has expressed frustration with federal immigration policy. Secretary of State Antony Blinken leaves tomorrow for a weekend visit to China and talks with senior Chinese officials. CBS's Margaret Brennan says the Biden administration believes China is the most important relationship it has, one that has in recent times been troubled.
The Biden administration's focus here is to lower the tension, begin that thaw that President Biden said he hoped would soon be underway, and to try to at least begin talking.
Blinken's earlier trip had been postponed over the Chinese spy balloon in the U.S. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. Nuggets fans celebrate in downtown Denver with a parade for the NBA champions. Players showered fans with champagne as they rode on fire trucks with family members through the jam-packed streets. The biggest cheers of the day were saved for Finals MVP Nikola Jokic.
"This is amazing. This is, you're all going to remember this our whole lives, and when we see you guys that came out on the streets, and actually this one is for you. We love you, Denver. This one is for you. Thank you, guys."
At least two people were injured in an apparent shooting after that parade. Glenda Jackson, who won two Academy Awards for Women in Love in 1971 and A Touch of Class in 1974, has died.
"May I point out, as you have so obviously never noticed, women are a little different from men. They require time, a little sensitivity."
And Jackson also had a long second career as a British lawmaker. Her agent says she died today at her home in London after a short illness. Glenda Jackson was 87.
If you're constantly on the hunt for a good deal, then you need Rakuten. Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop because members get cash back at over 3,500 stores across every category, including fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, traveling, dining, and more. You're already shopping at your favorite stores. Why not save while you're doing it? It's a no-brainer. Get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's Rakuten. Your cash back really adds up.
Human ancestor fossil named Lucy has been digitally remastered with 3D technology. CBS's Tina Kraus.
University of Cambridge researchers reconstructed the skeleton's missing soft tissues. For decades, some experts argued Lucy walked in a crouching waddle, similar to chimpanzees. But after digitally modeling 36 muscles in each of her legs to analyze their shape and size, Dr. Ashley Wiseman is convinced Lucy was more advanced.
Lucy was very apt at walking around on two legs, and then also was a very capable climber.
Wiseman says Lucy had powerful leg and pelvic muscles and strong knees too. Researchers hope to eventually create a full digital model of Lucy to learn more about the legendary species, including how fast she could walk. Tina Kraus, CBS News, London.
That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Thursday, June 15th, 2023. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay, and what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, "Call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Some puzzles are hard to solve. Others are hard to prove. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, wherever you get your podcasts. Access episodes early and ad-free with 48 Hours Plus on Apple Podcasts.